Thank you. Second
one. Okay.
It seems like it's not growing as much. And so I talk to other people, maybe we increase the time to buy, but increase the program or whatever. But I think that's one.
You're taking this dose now, are you taking?
Yeah.
You're taking 2.5 or what?
Yeah.
Not working that well. Yeah, but you've been making, but you haven't been on something else before that.
No.
You haven't been on for a couple of months.
Yeah, 2 months.
You've gone down somewhere.
Pretty active.
Well, yeah, but that's a whole lot. It's like 15 pounds or more. You gave it to you in September, probably, huh?
Yes, sir.
You had that work back then, your cholesterol was a little high, your triglycerides were a little high, but all that should come down. If your weight comes down, and up the time. The borderline anemic, you have a, can you talk about that?
Huh?
Your testosterone's a little low, you think we should have called you that.
It's in the last year, it's been dropping.
You saw your desire or what?
The drive?
Yeah.
You know, from like 2 or 3 times a day to once a day, so maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah. Long ago, was it that you had a check? You see, that's a challenge. I guess. Okay. After your checkup before, yeah, just to come back.
No, I went down to shirt size. How much I know, I lost about 20 pounds. But I usually walk about 16 miles a day. So
16 miles a day? What kind of job you have?
I work in a jail, so.
Where?
In a jail. It'll be a lot of walking.
Working at what?
Walking.
Oh, jail. Yeah. Okay. And you smoke a little bit. You smoke?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long you been doing that? Just kind of going over some things. Yes, sir, there's no problem going up. You've done really well. You've lost a lot of weight already. You must be doing some good, right? You don't think you're eating?
Well, I noticed that something was overborn, and like, I was good the way it was. Like, I went from being able to eat a medium pizza by myself to maybe two or three slices, and I'm full. So, and then if it's something I'm not really supposed to have, it just like let me have like three or four bites, and it just like change the taste of it or something, where it's nasty. I actually kind of like that, and like it helped a lot. Curbed the appetite. And,
yes,
it just seems like it's not working as well as it was.
Well, yes, sir, I understand. You know, a little dose, you made a really good product.
My coworkers and stuff said that I should probably talk to somebody about getting on some depression meds. Because I got quite a bit going on, and almost lost my girlfriend.
You did?
My dad had 3 kinds of cancer. He just double doses of chemo and started double and his chemo. My mom just got dementia.
Okay, but that could be your testosterone, but you started just feeling sad, hopeless, not.
Well, when I get sad, I get mad, and then I start snapping at everybody for no reason, and that's not fair.
How do you know you get mad when you're sad?
Because I'm sad, and
but you feel sad. You still angry too?
I get mad at myself for being sad.
Okay. Kind of hard on yourself.
Because I'm usually an upbeat guy, man. I joke around all the time. I am not one to stay on the negative side of things, but.
So what do you think's making you sad? Those are all, that's kind of odd. Your father's got cancer, he's going through chemo, and your mother's getting dementia. You know, those are things to be sad about. That's true, but depression is more than sadness, okay? If someone dies, you're kind of sad. You're right there.
Yeah, it's like, a girl gave me her ring back because I wasn't acting like I used to, and it's just been less.
Like your mood or sexually?
I just think that I'm angry a lot.
Okay, well, I mean, anger could be partly from this, you know, sadness and happiness, getting angry about what things are, right?
I was getting mad at first because I couldn't really eat, but then I'm like, I'm more accepting of it now. It has showed effectiveness. Went down a shirt size, but it's and I was wondering if maybe I was eating my feelings for a long time.
Sure.
Because, like, my family's an eating family. An eating family.
So you eat when you're sad?
Maybe.
So what kind of problem sort of do you have? You said that. Heart disorder, I think is what you wrote here.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You have hypertension, you said depression. You said depression when you involved last time, or today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something here, some kind of disorder. That's a family disorder. Okay, that's not true. But you have high blood pressure and you're taking Synacrol.
Actually, my feet are back to normal. My feet.
Swelling your feet?
Yeah, my girl was like, oh, you have normal feet now. I said, yeah. She said, they're bony. I didn't know they're bony. I said, yeah, they're bony.
Okay. Well, all right. So the thing we could do today for you would be to raise your dose in Montreal. Have you chosen any blood pressure medicine? Not yet.
I think blood pressure medicine is okay.
So we're going to refill your Montreal. We're going to increase the five. We usually go up in units, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could come back in a month. If you're not doing well, you have to wait. Full time. I could have you come back in a month and see how you're doing.
Well,
when we put you on the antidepressant, we could have you come in a month and see how you're doing. The different ones we use, I'm going to put you on one of the more common ones that has little side effects. And so we do that. You can never have taken antidepressants before. You know?
My older sister, she's taking it. My mom and younger sister have taken depressive medicine before.
Do you know which one you're taking?
No, I don't. I have no idea. So.
So what about a counselor or talking to anybody like a professional or something like that?
After I did get a wake-up call and my girl gave me a ring, and it kind of like woke me up and realized that like, she had been trying to help me, and I just been angry and sad, and I've been snapping at people at work. And,
that's part of life, but you got to deal with that. You got to overcome it, and you have physical problems and everything. So we can put you on testosterone, okay? If you want to take testosterone, that's something you want to think about. But your level's low. The main thing is your libido, not any desire for. But if you're feeling sad and things like that, you don't have any desire for sexual relationships as much too. So we don't do it all at once, okay?
We were more or less pretty good when it comes to that department.
Have you ever had erections?
I still get erections, but it's just...
What are you saying? Pretty good on what?
The sex is good. It's just sometimes it's, not there to...
Not the desire, right? Wanting to have sex?
That's always there. I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying about sex drive? I don't understand. Having erection problems, your sex drive's okay?
It's like usually it's just you. But now it's like,
not all the time. Yeah. We're going to take an antidepressant or not. Antidepressant sometimes affects your sex drive. But the testosterone should pick it up, perhaps, okay? I mean, it should. But we have to do, I've got to keep going, okay? You need to check your testosterone level, see if the level comes up, and see how you do it. If you want to try it, we don't have to add a whole bunch of medications at one time, okay? But we choose one or the other, I would say, okay?
I'd rather go to the antidepressant.
Try it first.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose my girl.
I know that, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking testosterone shots, any person, letting your dose on the girl. That's a little bit to do all that, okay? You need to keep working on your weight. You need to, the other thing we haven't talked about is, seeing counseling. What did you say about that? You have or you have?
I have pretty good support at work.
Support with guys at work. Yeah. What about a counselor, like a psychologist, somebody like that? If you're taking any depressants, you have to consider that I need a psychiatrist. You ever had suicide thoughts or anything like that?
No.
But what about your spiritual life? What about that? Do you have a spiritual life?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of spiritual life?
Baptist.
So you believe in God? You go to church sometimes?
Well, I'm not working. I work a lot.
Okay, but I would say your spiritual life is really the most important thing. I mean,
keep your relationship with God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I would encourage you to keep pursuing that. You know, even talk to someone at the church, things like that. But bad things happen in the world, okay?
Yeah.
God lets bad things, Christ lets bad things happen to us to help us, you know, make us stronger Christians and things like that. But still, we don't really be beaten down, things like that. Your testosterone is part of genetic. Okay, it's not because of how you feel. The obesity is accumulated over the years, so you're making progress with that. So we can go up on the window. There's no problem getting your antidepressant, too. But the question is, I would rather, like you said, well, you need the testosterone, okay, because you're level pretty low. But some people have low testosterone, and we don't think it affects them. You know, you're not saying it affects you a whole lot. You still desire sex. It's just not as frequent. It's not supposed to make you horny. Okay?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about it's like within the last year, it has like died.
If you had a pretty high sex drive before.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not the purpose of it. Your testosterone level is low. So that's a legitimate thing to take. Depression is going to affect your drive. Okay? The testosterone can help that. Really, if you want to go that way, you never had done it before. Have you ever had your testosterone checked before in the past? So it looks like it's low.
I tried some over counter stuff, and
that's not going to do much.
I realized at one point I started bulking up, but it was like. Maybe
another
anger.
Well, it can do that too. It can affect your mood. Testosterone can, things like that. Let's try the antidepressant approach, like you say, but it sounds like you're going to get from testosterone as well. But I'd like to get you on the antidepressant and see how you do it, because your testosterone is probably going to go on your life, right? You know, you're going to have a chance before you just going to go down. But it's probably been really for a long time.
Within the last year, though.
Your sex drive is not as good as it was. But depression, you're telling me you're depressed. So depression is going to affect your sex drive. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying? But you might, I think, you know, we can give you testosterone. We just don't want to do both at the same time.
I see. And I'd rather go with the...
Antidepressant. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. The same thing you said. Hang on just a minute, sir. I got it. She got strip? Okay. Goes to like a daycare or something? Or preschool? Yeah, she's pushing it.